This is Jay Sekulow. The vote is today at the United Nations.
Live from Washington, D.C.
This is my right.
Jay Sekulow Live.
Right given by God.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now.
Live a free life.
Call 1-800-684-3110.
Live in freedom.
That's 1-800-684-3110.
Talking about freedom.
And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
I will fight.
Hey everybody, welcome to the broadcast. Well, today is the vote. The United Nations set to vote this afternoon, now could go into this evening, on the defamation of religion resolution that has been put forward by what's called the Organization of the Islamic Conference. Now, we've been talking about this issue for weeks on this broadcast, and we are even right now, our staff in Washington is now deployed into New York, and they are meeting with various ambassadors and dignitaries and government leaders from a whole number of countries, including the Caribbean, because they could play a pivotal role in this. And the issue, of course, is the Organization of the Islamic Conference, the largest international body next to the United Nations, largest body inside of the United Nations, has put forward a resolution that basically and in essence states that if you speak out against Islam, it would be a violation of international law and violation of a UN general resolution. Now, this was on a steamroller for approval back over the last 3 years. And each year they had more and more countries sign on in favor of it. Well, we got involved in this matter about a year ago in our Office of Government Affairs in Washington, D.C., as well as our European Center for Law and Justice in Strasbourg, France, went to work on this. And we did this in two countries. One, our ECLJ lawyers from France went to Geneva, where the UN Human Rights Council meets. And then our Washington, D.C. team went from Washington to New York to the UN, where the General Assembly meets and the Human Rights Council meets in both locations. And we put together a very comprehensive legal analysis. We brought to bear our government affairs team, meeting with various government leaders, dignitaries, ambassadors to the United Nations on this information that had been put forward from the, as I said, the Organization of the Islamic Conference, which basically says if you speak out against Islam, you're violating international law. This would have been disastrous for the proclamation of the gospel, disastrous for those that want to engage in free speech. And the only religion that is named particularly in the resolution that's protected is Islam. This is exactly what the jihadists want to see happen. Now, the Organization of the Islamic Conference claims to be a much more moderate organization, but the fact of the matter is they were giving special protection to Islam when no other religion that you could even imagine would be given. Can you imagine a resolution from the UN that said you could not speak out against the doctrine of the Trinity or Christianity? There would be opposition galore, especially among the Islamic countries. But that's exactly what they're trying to do, but they're trying to protect, of course, Islam from this. Now, let me set the stage for you. Right now, our team is in the United Nations. They're getting ready to vote probably in the next 2 to 4 hours. Now, you say 2 to 4 hours. The reason it takes that long is the UN runs a very loose agenda. Our team has been up there consistently through this process, as I said, meeting with leaders, preparing legal memorandums. We've been fully engaged on this, and now it is time for the vote, literally in 4 hours. Now, let me tell you what I'd like you to do. We are really close to 400,000, and we have a few meetings left in the next couple of hours that our team will be engaged in. So this is it. This is the last moment on this broadcast today that you could participate in standing up to the Organization of the Islamic Conference at the United Nations. So what I'm asking you to do, and I'll take your calls when we come back from the break, but let me encourage you to go to your phones right now and sign on to our petition. This is the last day to do it. This is it, folks. Standing up to the Organization of the Islamic Conference, opposing the defamation of religion action. And I'm going to send you, in addition to all this, I'm going to send you, as a gift, our two-hour DVD shot in Israel dealing with this very issue. So look, folks, this is it. This is the last day we can have this petition going on, and I need you to stand with us here. Here's the number. It's 1-877-989-2255. Let me give you that number again. It's 1-877-989-2255. This is the last day for you to sign the petition. You, in essence, will be going to New York with us even today. And as I said, this is the very last day that we can do this. I'm going to send you the great two-hour DVD we shot in Israel dealing with all of these issues, including some of the major holy sites in Israel as well, the border of Lebanon, Syria. 877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. We'll talk to you in a moment.
This is it. This week, a decisive vote expected at the United Nations, a vote that puts Christians at great risk worldwide. The Organization of the Islamic Conference is pushing a dangerous resolution called Combating Defamation of Religions. This anti-Christian measure endorses what's taking place in many Muslim countries, where those who even speak out about Islam are severely punished with imprisonment, even death.
Basically, criminalize the proclamation of the gospel.
A vote on this troubling resolution is now just days away, scheduled to take place this week at the UN. The American Center for Law and Justice already has heard from nearly 400,000 people opposing this dangerous resolution. There's still time to have your voice heard at the UN General Assembly. Call now 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. And if you call today, we'll send you the ACLJ's DVD on Israel, a special look at the Holy Land, free of charge. Stand up to protect the Christian faith and get your free DVD on the Holy Land. The American Center for Law and Justice wants to share with you one of the most inspiring and life-changing places in the world. The ACLJ has prepared a special DVD on Israel. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow.
We put together a very dynamic DVD special on Israel, and I want to send it to you.
It's a powerful behind-the-scenes look at a nation that means so much to Christians.
It shows you the work we're doing there. It gives you a behind-the-scenes look as to what's going on. It takes you to a number of the historic sites, interviews with some of the leading government officials in Israel.
And now you can get this two-hour DVD presentation on the Holy Land free of charge. The ACLJ's gift to you. Call now 1-877-989-2255.
I want to encourage you to call the number right now and let this be our gift to you.
That's 1-877-989-2255.
This is something you're going to want to have for your library. It's a great resource for your Bible study groups. This is something you're going to want to have.
This is my right, a right given by God, to live a free life.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to the broadcast. We're taking your calls. Before I get to those, let me again urge you, if you're just joining us, the vote is literally hours away at the United Nations. As we're broadcasting to you and you're hearing this program, we are literally probably 2 to 4 hours away from the actual vote taking place at the UN. Now, it's possible it actually goes into the evening. So we'll post the results as soon as we get them on our website. And it may be till tomorrow morning, of course, until we can broadcast to you and tell you exactly what happened. But this is the vote on the defamation of religion action. It's critical. This is the last day where you can add your name. And the reason you can add your name is we're giving the numbers to the few remaining diplomats that we're speaking with literally right now. So you've got today during this program, it's the last time where you could do this. We want to encourage you to go to your phones right now, add your name to this petition, standing against the defamation of religion, the Organization of the Islamic Conference. Let's get to 400,000. I think we could do it. Here's the number, 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. You can also go to ACLJ.org and sign up online. But again, add your name to that petition. Going to the UN, today's it. This is the last day, really last couple of hours here. And we're going to send you that great DVD, 1-877-989-2255. Jordan, who do we have?
A lot of calls coming in. You want to talk to us, 1-800-684-3110. Dean from Arizona on line one. Dean, welcome to JSecio Live.
Hi, Dean.
Hi. You had a caller yesterday who said how moderate Muslims were afraid to condemn attacks like this. That tells me that this so-called defamation of religion in the UN is going to be used against moderate terrorists, moderate Muslims as well.
Absolutely. Absolutely correct, because the leaders of these terrorist organizations, not just the terrorists, the fundamentalist Muslims, which are many of them promote terrorism, without any question, Dean, view those, quote, moderates not as Islamic at all. Right, Rob? I mean, you deal with this situation all the time.
Absolutely. In fact, you know, Jay, I've traveled to many Islamic countries, engaged in dialogue with Islamic leaders. And I can tell you, in one of those countries, they told me the people at greatest danger are those of us who advocate peace within the Islamic world. We will take the bullets. We'll be assassinated before anybody else. They are absolutely terrified. And if that doesn't define the work of terrorists, I don't know what does.
Yeah, and Jordan, when dealing with this organization, the Islamic Conference, on the DOR, the defamation of religion issue, you found the same thing. They are very careful to make sure, you said this earlier, words are not defined. That's their key to success here. Don't
right.
say Islam, don't say terrorist. Don't say terrorist. They won't even give a definition of terrorist. That's the way they're operating. operating.
Right. I mean, they don't want to call the Defamation of Religion Act the Defamation of Islam resolution. The reason why is because no one would support that, and you wouldn't be able to hoodwink these Caribbean countries and some of these other smaller countries that depend on cheaper gas from places like Venezuela, who are spearheading this effort. I mean, it's really, truly is an axis of the enemies of the United States. I mean, self-declared enemies of the United States and the West that are behind this resolution. Venezuela, yeah. The communist countries, those blocks, the militant blocks, the blocks who are doing business with Iran, the countries that are doing oil business with these countries. That is what is key here, is to look at the actors behind this. We all know the trouble that's going on in Russia. The same group, the Russian Federation, is a official advisor to the Organization of the Islamic Conference. When you look at the actors that come together here, Venezuela proposed this. Hugo Chavez's team at the UN proposed this for the Organization of the Islamic Conference, a group who has put up walls so that terrorism can't be defined, who wants to criminalize anyone talking about Islam, and who now doesn't want anyone in the media, which would include us, identifying terrorists who say they're Muslims with Islam.
Here's what I want you to do, folks. I want you to get this DVD we've put together to deal with this issue so you have it. It's a two-hour special shot all in the Middle East, right on the border of Syria and Lebanon, in Jerusalem, in Haifa, throughout Israel, actually. You need to go to your phones right now and get it. Every one of you that are listening to me right now need to take a stand with us, stand against this Organization of the Islamic Conference, but also stand with us by getting yourself educated on these key issues. And we put together an incredible DVD. 1-877-989-2255 is the number. That's 1-877-989-2255. By the way, before we go to the next phone call, let me bring Than Bennett into the conversation. He is our Deputy Director of our Office of Governmental Affairs. He's going to give a report. He's at the UN right now. Of course, we're hours away from the vote. Than, what is the latest?
Thanks, Jay. I'm actually coming to you from just off the floor at the General Assembly here at the United Nations in New York. It's been a really busy morning already. I've been paying last-minute visits to ambassadors and their staffs, making sure that they understand the dangers of this defamation of religion resolution that they're voting on today and that we've been talking about so much on the show. Just as a reminder to our listeners, this is the resolution that would outlaw the proclamation of the gospel in many parts of the world. Now, this would happen as countries would be allowed by international law and UN precedent to prohibit the, quote, defamation of the majority religion in that country. Now, this already happens in places like Pakistan, where Christians can be put to death for professing faith in Jesus Christ. So what this resolution really does is nothing less than state-sponsored religious persecution, and the UN, by passing the resolution today, if they do so, would be condoning it. Now, to make matters worse, it's those that are most in need of protection, those who are practicing a faith that is outside of the majority religion, that would be targeted by this language. So it's a gross violation of the most basic of human rights. Now, here's kind of the current state of play. The vote could come at any time this afternoon. There are currently 15 items on the General Assembly's agenda. The defamation of religion resolution is number 10 on that list, so it just depends on how long it takes them to get to it. I will continue to be just literally off the floor. I will be trying to speak with ambassadors as they go into vote, make sure that they understand the issue. Our goal is to maintain the vote that occurred about a month ago in the third committee, where for the first time ever, the abstentions and the noes outweighed the yeses by a vote of 92 to 85. So we're making progress here. Delegations understand our arguments, but we have to keep working because there's no doubt that the Organization for Islamic Conference isn't happy we're here making this case. They're going to continue working against us, but we'll continue to make our voices heard. So that's where we're at, Jay. We'll have another report for you tomorrow after the vote.
Thanks for that report, Than. Back to the phones we go.
Lots of calls coming in. You want to talk to us again, 1-800-684-3110. Linda's calling from California on line 6. Linda, welcome to JSecio Live.
Hi, Linda.
First of all, gentlemen, thank you for being the voice of America. Second of all, would you please list the countries that are in the United Nations and are basically voting in favor of this lunacy? And just, America, please boycott your travel to the countries that are against us.
Well, a lot of the countries that are against us, believe me, trust me, you're not traveling to. But there, Linda, you bring up a very good point. There's a large number of them that are deemed moderate. In fact, there's some, Jordan and Drew, there were some from the Caribbean. Now, a lot of the Caribbean countries actually voted no, but some of them voted yes.
That's exactly right, Jay. In fact, we had a lot of the countries that we went and met with when we were up at the UN about 6 weeks ago were these Latin American and Caribbean countries. Now, Jay, I think it goes back to the fact of the matter that there was a lack of education on this issue. They saw a defamation of religions resolution and thought, hey, we're voting for religious freedom. When we had a chance to sit down with them and explain it, a lot of them changed their votes. Now, another thing that's happening, too, is a lot of these are Catholic countries in Latin America, and we're seeing the Holy See, the Vatican,
Catholic
put a little
Church,
more
right,
pressure,
the
yeah, put a little
yeah,
more pressure
let me ask
on
you
them
this
and say,
also,
we expect this of you.
Yeah, hey, Jordan, also, when you were doing some research on this, Venezuela was actually the co-sponsor of this, and they, of course, put a lot of pressure on these countries in the Caribbean because of the oil.
That's right. There's a whole block. And you look at Venezuela, of course, now Russia, the involvement there, that's been in the news. The militaries there working together. China, Russia is an official advisor to the Organization of the Islamic Conference. So many of the countries that we are in a growing standoff with, if you could use that term, and engagements where you've got people like Hugo Chavez and others, and of course the situation in Russia, which seems to be worsening on a daily and weekly basis, these are the countries pushing behind the Organization of the Islamic Conference, who are trying to work with these countries like in the Caribbean, other Latin American countries, who really, one, probably don't understand the full implications of this, because many of the times their populations are 95% and above involved with some kind of Christian denomination, whether it's Protestant or Catholic. But they get oil from these countries. They get special
right.
deals in medical supplies. You know, we visited countries in the Caribbean before where Cuba comes in and flies people for surgeries, and they'll fly the entire families. And so these countries, of course, have they sometimes owe and feel like they owe people like Hugo Chavez and the Russian Federation, Cuba. And these are the countries
right.
that are directly behind this push.
Here's what we need to do, folks. You need to understand, you're not getting this information elsewhere, but we've actually been to these places in the Caribbean and have checked this out. We have met with officials. This is what's going on. And you look at the situation with Venezuela now, with Cuba. You look at the situation in India and Pakistan, and especially the impact that, unfortunately, these terrorists are having, the Islamic terrorists are having. We know what this is. This is global jihad. That's what it is. We've got a very special program for you that we put together, a DVD dealing with it. We shot it all in the Middle East, by the way, in Israel. You'll be at military bases. It's really dynamic. It's in Israel. It talks about the history of the growth of Christianity, but also, of course, the rising threat of Islam. We broadcast from the Church of the Holy Sepulchre. I mean, you really get to see these sites in an incredible way. I need you to go to your phones right now and get this. And I also need you to sign on to our petition against the Organization of the Islamic Conference. So everyone that's listening to me, here's the number. It's 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. Go to your phones right now. Add your name to this petition. This is the last day to do it. Really, the last couple of hours here. Let's get to 400,000. 1-877-989-2255. If you want to stand up against the Organization of the Islamic Conference and against this defamation of religion action, you add your name. You become part of our team literally in New York at the UN right now. 1-877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're dedicated to protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. And now there's a new way you can stand with the ACLJ.
ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow with news about an important new way to stay in touch with the ACLJ, the ACLJ wireless service.
With an ACLJ wireless phone, you'll get special updates from me straight to your phone. And the best part, you're helping the ACLJ.
10% of the proceeds from your monthly service go directly to support the ACLJ. Plus, if you sign up today, the ACLJ receives an additional $10 at no extra cost to you. There's flexible and affordable calling plans. ACLJ Wireless, the latest member benefit that saves you money as you support the ACLJ. Other services include digital phone service, DSL for faster internet, and DirecTV. Call ACLJ Member Services, 1-800-311-2501. That's 1-800-311-2501. Or online at aclj.org/benefits. This is it. This week, a decisive vote expected at the United Nations. A vote that puts Christians at great risk worldwide. The Organization of the Islamic Conference is pushing a dangerous resolution called Combating Defamation of Religions. This anti-Christian measure endorses what's taking place in many Muslim countries, where those who even speak out about Islam are severely punished with imprisonment, even death.
Basically, criminalize the proclamation of the gospel.
A vote on this troubling resolution is now just days away, scheduled to take place this week at the UN. The American Center for Law and Justice already has heard from nearly 400,000 people opposing this dangerous resolution. There's still time to have your voice heard at the UN General Assembly. Call now, 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. And if you call today, we'll send you the ACLJ's DVD on Israel, a Special look at the Holy Land, free of charge. Stand up to protect the Christian faith and get your free DVD on the Holy Land.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to the broadcast. If you're just joining us late here, this is the day we're getting the vote at the United Nations scheduled for this afternoon, probably in the next 2 to 4 hours. Now, it could go into the evening. This is going to be the vote on the Defamation of Religion action. We're very close to seeing a victory here. And every year, the Organization of the Islamic Conference has gotten more and more support. Well, this year, in the third reading, it's not the General Assembly, albeit, but in the third reading, there were more no's and abstention than yes votes. And that was a huge defeat to the Organization of the Islamic Conference. Now, they pulled out all their stops at the UN right now. So have we. We're working aggressively as we speak. This is the last moment for you to join with us on this because today is going to be the vote, or probably tonight. 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. You add your name of support, and we will also send you our 2-hour DVD Shot in Israel on this issue. Again, 1-877-989-2255 to stand up for freedom internationally here. Let's go right back to the phones.
Let's go back to the phones. John's calling from Massachusetts on line 5. John, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, John.
Hi. Muhammad was the original terrorist. He'd go around with his horses and his bands and would literally kill people to get them to think over to his ideology, Islam. Jesus went around doing good and healing. So they're just doing what their father is doing. I mean, that's the bottom line.
Well, the fact of the matter is, if you see who's committing these acts, let's be real specific about this. Who's committing the acts? And that is these Islamic terrorists. That's who's doing this. You're not seeing this from Scottish Presbyterians. This is Islamic terrorists, and we need to start calling it like it is. Now, the media is starting to pick up on this, and I think President-elect Obama is going to have his hands full, unfortunately.
Let's go back to the phones again. You want to talk to us, 1-800-684-3110 is our number again, 1-800-684-3110. 3110. Jerry's calling from Wisconsin on line 5. Jerry, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I'm not a Christian myself. I'm a humanist, but I believe fully agree with you in the problem with radical Islam in the Middle East. We got to promote the ideas of liberty and of respect for free expression of religion. Because even though I don't agree with you, what Christians and humanists have in common is a love of liberty and a love that the government shouldn't be controlling people. And unfortunately, you don't see that in nations like that, where the government and the state are just combined as one. And that's a huge problem for us.
Yeah, it even goes deeper. You know, I think it's a fundamental issue. We appreciate that you listen to the broadcast. And we have a lot of people that listen to us that don't agree with everything that we are talking about on air. We understand that. But what's interesting here is you bring up the point. The concept of liberty and freedom are so foreign to their culture because they don't even have words in Arabic that describe it. I mean, that's really the issue. Jordan, you took a course this summer at Hebrew University and at the University of Haifa dealing with this. And it's just foreign to their whole idea of human rights is so foreign to their culture because the language doesn't even include it.
Yeah, I mean, I was talking on the broadcast yesterday. I think it's true. What I feel like I'm seeing is that there was a time period within Islam where it was relatively peaceful. But what you're wondering now when you look at this is, was it really peaceful or was it just a planning period? And remember, planning periods can last 10, 20, 30, 40 years. Now, you look at some of these governments, you see what happened in Iran, and you see what's happening with Hamas. These are elected governments in many cases. These are people who are elected president, who win elections. Hamas won the elections in the Gaza Strip, won fair elections. I mean, that's what happened. The people chose, the Muslim community chose in those countries and those territories to put those people in charge of them and to govern their affairs. So where is moderate Islam, or where is Islam? And is Islam now all the, quote, radical Islam that's really left? And is everything else just a quiet, silent minority who is afraid to speak up when things like this happen?
Yeah, and you have to remember also that it's Justice Scalia that coined the phrase, used the terminology of that America was at war with radical Islamicists. So this whole concept of freedom and liberty is just foreign to their culture, foreign to the way they operate.
Now, Rob, you've traveled to these countries. I've been to Jordan. I've been to, of course, Israel a lot. We do a tremendous amount of work over there. We've established a pretty significant presence, by the way, in Israel, folks. We'll tell you about in the weeks ahead. But you've been to these countries, and things are changing, and that's one of the big concerns.
They are changing by the week, at least. Maybe by the day. And what's happening is this kind of radical, extremist, terrorist ideology is gaining in the Islamic world. Part of it is because they have successfully intimidated, they have successfully terrorized the moderate voices. And let's say there are, you know, Muslims, right. Jay, I know Muslims who are peace-loving people, who work for peace. But they themselves have been terrorized, and the OIC is simply a propaganda arm for those who are terrorizing.
But part of it
them.
Is the OIC does not consider, and member states of the OIC, we shouldn't say the OIC, but member states of the OIC and individuals within their leadership don't think those people that you and I know are Muslim.
That's right.
I mean, fact, that's a, they don't consider them Muslim, and that's the real.
They at least hold them in doubt, if not consider them infidels of infidels.
Right.
They are worse than infidels. They are worse than non-Muslim infidels,
right.
And they are daily subjected to assassination threats.
I'll tell you, serious stuff, folks. Let's go right to the phones. Jordan, who do we have next?
Lots of calls coming in. You want to talk to us again? 1-800-684-3110. Linda's calling from California on line 6. Linda, welcome to JSecio Live.
Hi, Linda.
Hi, Jay. My question is, Sharia law a political system, more of a political system and religious system?
It is both, and that's a great question. Sharia is their it's Islamic jurisprudence is how it's set up. That's how they do it. So it's Islamic jurisprudence. That's one thing. And then at the same time, you have it's both a theological position because it's based on the Quran, but it is also a political position, which is exactly the motivation here. To do this. So when you look at it, you have to both look at it through a theological lens and through a political lens. That's a really great question, and the answer to that, it is both. And that is what they're trying to do through this process. I mean, there's no doubt about it. That's the modus operandi here, is to have this basically nationalized. Doug is calling from Virginia on line 1. Hi, Doug.
Hey, Jay. You had mentioned in the previous broadcast that in this proposed UN resolution that only Islam is mentioned in the defamation of religion. So I have two quick questions here. One, do they specify specifically what they consider defaming their religion? And is there anywhere that we can read this proposal in its entirety? And my second quick question is, if that is the case, for example, that saying Jesus is God would be defaming Islam, is there any way to put in the resolution a parallel measure that if they were to say Jesus is not God, they would be therefore defaming the Christian?
Yeah, you know, great. Those are all great questions, Doug. Let me tell you this, and I'll let Than jump in here as well. They are not going to have any other religious reference in this resolution other than Islam. In fact, if they do, what happens is then the Islamic countries start pulling out. Let me tell you also, folks, this is what it's done. And, Doug, this is what it has done. Under human rights law, especially internationally in Europe and the United Nations, and how we interpret human rights law here in the United States, it is to protect the individual believer or non-believer, for that matter. But it protects the individual's right of conscience. What this defamation of religion provision does is turn that. It doesn't protect the believer. In fact, it hinders the believer, but protects the institutional organization. Here, the organization of the Islamic Conference representing Islam. So that's the differential in this particular case. So, look. No one would have thought, I think it's fair to say that nobody would have thought 6 months ago that the no votes and the abstentions would outweigh the yeses, but that's the direction it's going in, which is very, very positive. Well, everybody, that's going to do it for today. On tomorrow's broadcast, I'll come to you live with a report exactly how the vote went, how it broke down. We're optimistic, we're encouraged, but we realize we've got a challenge ahead here. We've got a couple more hours of meetings, then a vote this evening. I need your help, folks. For those of you that have not called, I want you to call right this moment. You go to the phones and you add your name. This is the last moment you could do it. And we want you to stand up against this organization of the Islamic Conference, against this defamation of religion resolution. And we're close to 400,000. You could put us over the top, folks. But I need everybody that's listening to me to go to the phones right now. Here's the number. 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. And by the way, when you go to the phones there, I'm going to send you our DVD on Israel that we shot in Israel dealing with this issue. So you go to your phones right now, 1-877-989-2255. And as we close, a lot of you have been asking me, how can we support the ACLJ at the end of the year? Just go right to the website, aclj.org, and you can donate online. That's going to do it for the broadcast today. You go to your phones, last moment for you to stand with us at the UN, 1-877-989-2255. Tomorrow, we give you the results.